Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on the theme of the last segment. More death threats to politicians over the voting. Just in the last couple of days, the Board of Supervisors in Phoenix, in Maricopa County, the Board of Supervisors. Now, you may say, all right, why are people all up in arms about the Board of Supervisors? Because they're the ones who collectively told, and a lot of them are Republicans, And they said this cyber ninja business is nuts, and they stood up to the state legislature. Well, they each got a present. What do you think the present was? They each got an orange jumpsuit like the Guantanamo prisoners wear, and then a note that said, you and your families will be killed. Now, I don't know how many times they have to say enough is enough. Find these people, get the FBI on it, not just the local police, the fingerprint people, everybody else, the forensic people, find them and send them away for a long time. Send them away for 20 years and send a message out there that this is not Belarus, it's not Russia, it's not China, it's nowhere else. This is America, and we are not going to put up with it. We're not going to put up with it. If enough people are threatened to have their families killed and they are supervisors, work part-time and don't make a lot of bucks, it's sort of an honorary thing, or poll workers, which is that's happening to them too, they're going to stop doing it. Or you're going to get low lives in there, bottom feeders, bottom crawlers, who will do whatever the Trump wing wants. And remember again, remember this, you've got to remember this. Joseph Stalin, mass murderer, killed 20 million people. And what he once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And these states, 11 of them, the nine plus the two, that are restricting the involvement of the Secretary of State and other officials, are turning over the counting of the votes, to partisan people. Take a look at what we have here in Wisconsin, if you think that doesn't matter. This is Wisconsin now. I'm talking about progressive Wisconsin. Progressives nowadays will think I'm talking about modern progressivism. I'm not. I'm talking about fighting Bob La Follette progressivism, the progressive Republicans of the early 20th century, who then merged with the Democratic Party in 1949, the convention in Green Bay, and out of it came the modern Democratic Party. That's what I'm talking about, that held sway over much of Wisconsin for a long time. And even the Republican Party had Lee Dreyfus and Tommy Thompson and Warren Knowles, very reasonable people. This is Wisconsin, and yet there's a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the six of them, three Democrats, three Republicans, who was a Trumper, who stood in as a fake, illegitimate Trump elector saying he won the election. That's on the election board that does these things, that rules on this stuff. And you had three justices out of the seven. Three justices voted not to certify Joe Biden as the winner of the election and to ignore the Wisconsin vote. And you have a QAnon guy up in Campbellport, Tim Rathman, and I say QAnon because he used QAnon language. I don't know if he's a member or not, but why is he using QAnon language? Who's in the big lie that Trump won? Janelle Branchon in Menominee Falls, all of them. Voss hires this Gableman, who's going to hire as many cops as he wants, retired cops, to go around and interrogate poll workers around the state. That's happening in Wisconsin. What do you think is happening in Texas and Georgia and Arizona? And I'll tell you, there's a terrible divide in the party in the country right now by party. Marquette University poll came out yesterday. Want to quick give some of this to you because it really opened my eyes. This is favorability ratings. Joe Biden in Wisconsin is seen as left a favorable impression on 49% of the people. Something like 46 or so, not favorable, you know, the Republicans, but he's above water, 49%. Trump is unfavorable at his Trump's favorabilities are 37%, unfavorable up in the 50s. So even with Republicans, independents, and Democrats, Trump's favorability is 37%. Ron Johnson's is even worse, 35%. And he supposedly is running for re-election as senator. Tony Evers, the governor, his favorables are 50%. Anything close to half is a terrific score in this business. So Tony Evers at 50%, Joe Biden at 49%. There's a margin of error of a few percent anyway. So it's very possible that both are into their 50s. Favorable. People are generally satisfied. Trump, 37%. Ron Johnson, 35%. About two-thirds of the people find them unfavorable. Here's another shocking statistic. Vaccinations. Now, you'd think that anybody in his right mind, when he realized he could have a free vaccination, could have gone down in Milwaukee to the Wisconsin Center. It's open all day long with nurses and everybody else, free, and nobody went towards the end. Nobody. They had to close it down. According to the poll, 87% of Democrats have been vaccinated. 87%. Of independents, 74% are vaccinated. Republicans, 45% are vaccinated. 55% of Republicans in this poll that just came out haven't been vaccinated in this state. But 87% of Democrats have. That's almost a 2-to-1, very close to a 2-to-1. What is the Republican Party thinking? What are you thinking? You're a Republican? What are you thinking? Then, even worse, they ask people who haven't been vaccinated, in other words, the 55% of Republicans who haven't and the 13% of Democrats who haven't, well, are you likely to get it, or are you really have your mind made up and you're not going to get it? And of the Republicans, 55% of the ones who haven't been vaccinated say, in a million years, I'll never get vaccinated. What that means is over half of the Republicans haven't been vaccinated, and over half of them will never get vaccinated. And they're roaming around. Why are they not getting vaccinated? Because this vaccination issue and the masking issue and the social distance, anything having to do with standing up to COVID, has been raised to the level of a fetish, sort of a religious fetish, for their cult of the Republican Party. And this has been done by Ron Johnson, who held an anti-vax seminar over in La Crosse and hasn't been vaccinated himself. This has been done by Trump. This has been done by national leaders. This was done by Fox up until the time they got sued by Dominion. And then they realized that in general, they better clean up their act. So some of their people go, yeah, vaccination is probably a good idea. After for 6 months, they've been attacking it. Why are highly educated, powerful, wealthy people saying this? Because they themselves have been vaccinated. Trump got vaccinated on the sly in January, snuck in and got himself a vaccination, snuck in. And then what happens is they just feed this. It's a way of unifying people over a dumb thing. It's no harm to them. They've been vaccinated and they're leaving people out to dry. And I think people are starting to get see through this. That's why Trump is at only 37% favorable, whereas Biden's at 49. If Trump runs again, Biden will smoke him. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.